Keeping it real. Keeping it real. Keeping it real. I'm your host, Reverend Al Sharpton, and we are back. On yesterday, I talked a lot of the show about the outrage that I had on the story of this young man, Marquise, who was killed defending his girlfriend and three children who were being berated and got into an altercation and the man killed him in front of his children, five-year-old and even younger children in the car, and was not arrested on the basis of stand your ground. Attorney Ben Crump was on with us, and I have Attorney Ben Crump on the live line today with his girlfriend, the girlfriend of Marquise, Brittany Jacobs. Attorney Crump.
Reverend Al, thank you for helping get the word out about Marquise McLaughlin. Brittany Jacobs, his soulmate and the mother of his three children, is on the line with us, who everybody saw in that video being confronted by this wannabe cop and who is completely devastated as she fights for justice for Marquise and, more importantly, try to explain to her five-year-old son who watched his father fall before him after he had been shot, as well as her three-year-old and four-month-old child who was in the backseat of the car. And so, Rev, again, just like 6 years ago with Trayvon Martin and all these unbelievable stand-your-ground cases, we're turning to you and National Action Network. And Brittany is so grateful and needs so much help in getting justice from people all over America because she still has to raise these three babies. Brittany is on the phone, Reverend Al.
Well, first of all, Brittany, first, I want you to know you have not only our love and prayers, but our support. And I couldn't imagine the pain you're going through, but I want you to know you're not alone, and we're going to be there for you because this is something that hits to the core of all of us. And I think you need to know that people all over the country are listening to you now. And my phone lines was lit up yesterday with people concerned about what happened to Marquise McLaughlin. Tell us how are the children dealing with this trauma and what you want the nation to do to support you and the children.
Well, as far as right now, you know, my kids are, you know, taking it very hard. You know, right now they at a young age, you know, they don't know, you know, where their father is. The only person, you know, that knew was his five-year-old son. And, you know, it hurts me because it affects them in different ways. It'll hit one, it'll come hard. And then, you know, I comfort them, and then it'll hit the other one, you know, hit them hard. And then, you know, I comfort them one by one. And it's real hard because it's messing with one, you know, spiritually, and it's messing with the other one. You know, she's so tough. You know, and she just takes it out, and you know, in anger, and she's only three. So,
wow.
You know, I'm trying so hard to keep them together because I'm a strong woman, and you know, I'm going to stand by what is right.
Yes, ma'am. And Reverend Al, you know, Brittany, she was there and didn't do anything to start this confrontation. This wannabe cop who only came and approached black people started confronting her. So really, Marquise had a right to stand his ground. He was protecting his family and his property, but somehow they are trying to say that this guy who confronted her and was cursing at her and swearing at her, imagine being a mother in a car with your two toddlers in the back seat and some strange man come up pointing at you and cursing at you.
Who is not even a policeman. He's not a policeman.
Not
I mean, he had no authority. If he thought something was wrong, he should have called the police. And you're sitting there, Brittany, with two children and your soulmate's in the store with the five-year-old. and he walks out and seeing his woman and children being accosted through the window of the car by some strange man. I mean, this is, how's this justifiable?
And it's not. Because, yeah. You know, I don't know this man, and I don't know who this man was. And I felt very scared for my life. But as a woman, I'm going to stand my ground, too. And, you know, I'm going to protect my children at the same time.
Yeah.
And y'all had no arms. Y'all did not threaten. You were reacting to him is what I understand. But just saying, what are you talking about or something to that effect?
As of that, I'm going to see, you know, what this man is talking about.
Right.
Me and him going back and forth, I'm just trying to see what he's talking about.
It's amazing. I don't want to testify, but it's amazing, Attorney Crump, that they would even cap this narrative, and they will not arrest this man, similar to what they wouldn't do to Zimmerman until we went down and started rallying.
Exactly. And that's what we need, where we're going to need you to come down to Clearwater. It's similar to Sanford. It's a small town, and the state attorney, Bernie McCabe, who's been the state attorney for 36 years, old conservative man, used to put in black boys in jail. Now when you have this white man kill this black boy, cold-blooded murder, we want to see what he's going to do now. And so Brittany Jacobs, everybody please keep up in prayer. Brittany and her three children, 5 years old, Marquise Jr., 3 years old, a baby girl and 4-month-old son, they need you, Reverend Allen, National Action Network, to come to Clearwater, Florida. I know the local people have been marching and protesting, but nobody leaves the cause for justice like you, Rev, and we need your help down here.
Well, we go work it out. I'll be there, Brittany, and I know that it's words, but we can say stay strong, and we're certainly going to help you all the way. I'm not going to hold you because I know you are preparing for his final resting, but I want you to be assured we'll be there and we stay there. Trayvon's parents are with me this weekend in New York. I don't leave a case once we get in, and we are in with you and those three children, because that could have been anybody. And unfortunately, it was you, but you're not by yourself.
You did. Right. And Ralph, if you can, I don't know how you're scheduled, Brittany and her in-laws are having the funeral on Saturday, and it would be so good if you could come down and help comfort Brittany as they give him a respectable home going.
Well, we're going to try to work out the travel. I'm here with the parents of Trayvon. If I can't be there Saturday, I'll be there early next week, but we'll work it out. I'll talk to you and Brittany after the show, but we're there. We'll be there at some point very in the next few days to be as helpful as we can. And National Action Network wants to help these kids and Brittany pick up the pieces and try to remember that the world does not stand insensitive, and to protect the name of Marquise McLaughlin. Thank you, Attorney Crump. God bless you, Brittany. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. Keeping it real. Shopton right after this.
Keeping it real.
First time caller.
Call now.
877-532-5797.
Shopton.